This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me today in the studio are Linda Robbie. She's a sales director for Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Hi,
Linda,
Todd.
It's nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And Courtney Lucas-Bruck is here. She is the owner of Charmed Boutique.
Wow.
Courtney, it's good to have you here as well. And
thanks.
These ladies are involved with a major event that's coming up May the 2nd. At the Eagle Theater in downtown Pontiac. So where should we start? This is going to be a big charitable fundraiser that also does a lot of good for the attendees. So how do we get started? How do we want to talk about this?
Well, this is our third annual spring fashion and cocktail event. Linda and I have teamed up. We try and do one twice a year, so a spring and a fall fashion show. We showcase the spring makeup looks coming out, and same with fashions. So May 2nd, we'll be showing the spring fashion lines and new makeup line for Mary Kay. In the past, we've done it a little smaller. This time, we are doing it a lot bigger. We'll have cocktails, cash wine bar, and then hors d'oeuvres. And we're going to have a red carpet with a backdrop for the entrance, so you can get like a paparazzi section. You can get your pictures taken, which we think is going to be so fun. The fashion show, of course, showcasing the makeup line. We are going to have three speakers that have great things to share with us.
Well, it sounds like quite an evening.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Giveaways and raffles.
Starts at 7. And about how long an evening is it going to be?
Probably about 2 hours. Doors open at 6:30.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's not all about fun, though. This is actually a fundraiser for some very important work that happens through the Mary Kay Foundation. So, Linda, can you tell me about that?
I sure can, Todd. Yeah, we're super excited about the opportunity to be able to raise some money for the Mary Kay Charitable Ash Foundation. And the foundation was established in 1996, and its mission is really twofold. Number one, to fund research for specifically cancers that affect women, as well as domestic violence. The foundation actually launched a new program just last year that's also geared towards helping young people, both male and female, with learning about respect in dating. And the company actually has even created a hotline that if you are feeling that you are not being respected on a date, you can contact this hotline directly and you'll be linked to a counselor. But we're really excited that a lot of the funds will be going to the Charitable Ash Foundation, and we feel like this is a really important cause. One of the giveaways Courtney mentioned will be a $500 gift basket that will be put together by Mary Kay Cosmetics, Charm Boutique, and Divine Styles, who will also be doing the hair and makeup for the function for the evening. So we're really excited to be able to get the community together. Our theme this year is I Am Building a Legacy, and we really just want to showcase women and all of the roles that we play as a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, and just talk about how we as women are creating and building our legacy, whether it be through being a stay-at-home mom or a teacher or a nurse or a friend or all those roles that we play. And really just, it is right before Mother's Day as well. So we also want to honor mothers and just we as women, the importance of all the roles that we play and how we affect really the world.
Now, is this just for women, or can the ladies who want to come bring their significant others?
Yeah, of course, it's open to anyone who wants to come. I know my husband will probably be there. Well, he should be there.
Let me ask you this. Now, there have been people in my life who have accused me of not just being ignorant of fashion, but trying to deny that fashion exists. Okay, so that's where I'm coming from. When you talk about spring fashions, what are we talking about? Is it just lighter fabrics, brighter colors, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, I mean, of course, it's always lighter fabrics, but just like what the trends are, like what you'll notice. Because, of course, I notice things that seem to be more popular each year. So I'll just touch on that, what people will be seeing this spring and summer.
I have to turn to Linda, because when you talk about cosmetics trends,
mm-hmm.
I'm completely lost, you know, so I'm not going to lie about this. So when we talk about what people are going to see in terms of what's available through Mary Kay, what are they going to see?
It is interesting. You know, there are some basics as far as skincare and cosmetics, but there's trends in our industry as well. So there's some lighter colors this year, especially for lips and eyes. And I think it's also fun to be able to see some tips and techniques. So one of the, it won't be a surprise anymore, But one of the other things that we'll be doing is pulling somebody out of the audience and bringing her up on the stage, and I'll actually be working with her and showing what a day-to-day spring-summer look would look like, and then pulling her back up on the stage later and taking her from an everyday to a runway in 5 minutes.
Now, you mentioned some speakers. What kind of presentations are we going to see?
One of the things I'm really excited about is getting the Pontiac FFA involved. So one of our key speakers is Jenna Leonard, who will be sharing a little bit about how FFA is helping her create a legacy through that organization. And we're excited to have Danielle Pop-McZura, who will be speaking about the Mary Kay Charitable Ash Foundation.
Which I think is great, because I could even use more knowledge in that department. So our guests will know what some of the proceeds that their $25 ticket goes to.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be great.
And then our keynote speaker for the evening will be a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics as well. Her name is Tanya Koss. And she will really just be sharing a little bit about her story and the importance of building a legacy as a woman and touching on how that can affect young women all the way through. You know, because I feel like some women might look at it and think, well, how am I creating a legacy? How am I building a legacy? I'm so young. But we really are through every role we play. I also think that some women might feel like, well, it's too late. And in my opinion, it's never too late.
Well said. Very optimistic. It's good to know there are still presentations like this going on. So let's tell people how they can be a part of it. How do they get tickets, first of all?
We highly recommend getting your tickets prior to the show. If not, you can for sure buy them at the door. Tickets are available at Charm Boutique and also at Divine Styles or through your independent beauty consultant.
And as Courtney mentioned, we will be having appetizers. So the importance of knowing how many we're going to have in attendance is great. So you can also contact Charm, Divine Styles, or your local independent beauty consultant and let them know how many tickets you'd like in advance. And we will have a will call area that you can pick them up at the door. But that would really, really help us in our preparations for the show.
The doors are going to open at 6:30 in the evening on May the 2nd at the Eagle Theater on Plum Street in downtown Pontiac.
And make sure to dress to impress, because paparazzi will be there.
Okay, that does sound like a lot of fun. Anything we've left out? Anything else you would like folks to know about what's going to be happening that night?
I don't think so. We're just really excited to get the community involved and have a fun girls' night out, and guys as well, and just touch on the importance of the Charitable Ash Foundation, and we're able to do that through our products and our passion, which is really fun for Courtney and I.
And you won't want to miss it.
And it's been great talking to you about it.
Thanks,
I am,
Todd. Thank you so much.
Happy to have you both in this morning. Linda Robbie has been our guest. She's sales director for Mary Kay Cosmetics, and Courtney Lucas Bruck has been our guest as well. She is the owner and chief executive officer of Charm Boutique in downtown Pontiac. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.